You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Matt Thompson from Thompson Whiskey New Zealand is in here. He's brought in some Victor Gin.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, thanks, Johnny. So perhaps it's more of a whiskey day today, but however, we've got gin, and it's always a gin day as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Last week we did our Victor Gin original, which is juniper, lemongrass, lemon zest, cardamom, and coriander. Mm-hmm. And this week we've got our kaffir lime edition. So it's the same 5 botanicals, but with the 6th kaffir lime.
What's the normal amount in gin? Do you know off the top of your head? I know you're not the gin guy.
Oh,
you're
right.
The whiskey guy, but.
Yeah, well, it might be like 30 different
botanicals.
What's the golden
ratio? Right.
What the problem with gin for me was that you've got 30 different botanicals that you can't really pick out and they just make the flavour of gin. Mm. Where, as a whiskey producer, we like to know...
Let the record show, he did a little shimmy there when he did...
No, we want to know what's in it. Like, you want to know what kind of barley was used, what kind of cask, how many years, what was the fermentation like. Mm. Was it, you want to, like, dissect the whiskey. Mm. And so I was having trouble with that with gin, and so that's why I went with less botanicals and more familiar flavours, so that you should be able to pick them out, you know.
Now, excuse me, just off air, you pointed out that kaffir lime leaves are incredibly expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Is there any reason for that? Why are they so expensive?
I don't know.
How much are they?
Oh, so commercial, my trade rate is 120 a kilo.
How many kilos
like
of leaf do you need to make a batch of gin?
Oh, quite a few. It's really expensive.
Why is it $120 a kilo for lime leaves?
You're freaking out. But you know that limes are expensive, so
no,
follow your nose there.
The leaf.
I guess you get a lot of flavour from a leaf.
How much is a lime stick? I don't want to ask.
The market, maybe there's not a huge
don't
market for
it. Don't throw that leaf.
It flew nicely, though.
So we might buy 5 kilos at a time when we're doing a batch of gin, but that would be a really big order for the producer.
They kind of look like what I'd imagine coconut leaves to look like. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, so they're a really beautiful leaf. They're a double leaf. I don't know if anyone's familiar with them.
There's like a little leaf and a big leaf joined together.
Yeah.
Tip to tip.
Smells great.
Yeah. So today we're doing gin and tonic with the kaffir lime. And this would also... a sort of polarizing gin. Our gins are like an IPA of gin. Like, they've got the botanical level is really high. You get a lot of juniper and stuff. And then because it says kaffir lime, I thought, well, it should taste like kaffir lime. So there's a lot in there, and people love this, or they don't like it so much.
Polarizing gin.
Over lockdown, I got a bottle and I sent you a message saying, "What should I have with it?" And you just simply replied, "Juice or tonic." And I laughed, I chuckled, but you're spot on, because the gin has got such wonderful flavour, it really speaks for itself, if you know what I'm saying.
I feel you. Yeah. Gin speak, I understand gin speak.
Yeah, a friend of mine bought a bottle of this for
tennis,
someone
whatnot.
Over lockdown, and she liked it so much, she bought 6 bottles.
I'd be too afraid to buy gin during lockdown, just for the like that sad rumour, you know how apparently it's sad? But I don't feel that when I drink Victor gin. Gee whiz.
All right. So for this gin, we should talk about the...
I was in a tall glass with ice.
Tall glass with ice. And we've got East Imperial Tonic. East Imperial Yuzu is really good. But we've got the standard, which...
Yeah.
That means we can taste the gin. You know what I mean?
Get a whiff of this.
Guys, I've got the real name. It's Makrut. That's the name of the leaf.
Smell that, man. Smell it.
M-A-K. R-U-T. I'm having... The gin has been shoved in my face.
Okay, and so...
It is... It's so like spring, you know?
Yeah.
It's that vibe.
It is.
Sniffing it right in my nose now.
That's another point, is that most gin is made with dried botanicals, whereas we use fresh.
Okay.
So that I feel like you get the freshness through, you know, like fresh coffee and stuff.
The maths adds up.
Okay, so what we're going to garnish this with is mandarin.
In season.
And you see, I've got the salt here in a saucer. Wow. What we're going to do is we're going to dab the mandarin in the salt.
Just the edge. Just a little edge.
And that the kind of savoury brings out the flavour. Like, it works.
What?
Oh, and you just watch it drip in there, like a kind of a bung little Barocca.
Wow. Salt on a mandarin.
Look at that go in there. That is TV commercial.
And then we put a little bit of bitters in. Partly the flavor's good.
What flavor bitters is it? Looks cherry.
It's Angostura bitters.
Okay.
But it gives a pinkness to the drink, which also looks really nice.
This is a great looking
Somebody
number.
Says they've got a connection on the Makhroot leaves, if you want. They've got a big bunch of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Garnishing it with
Thank you, BFM. Listener for texting in.
Okay, and so we're garnishing with a kefir lime leaf, which looks good, and it also kind of
no argument
smells good. Okay, so here you go,
Matt
guys.
Thompson, this looks great.
It just looks clean.
Oh, look at that!
It looks
man.
Sporting.
Whoa!
This yes. is when you're trying to get your backhand back, you know. No, you didn't, by the way, with this one. No, you did not.
Yep.
Is this where you go, chin chin?
This is where you go, cheers, mate.
Drinking drinks.
Wow. Holy smokes. You've nailed this, mate.
Has the Victor Gin changed bottles?
Oh, yes, it did, actually.
Yeah. Okay, look at me. Yeah, it's kind of like I noticed the haircut.
Yeah, well, in truth, I was a little bit lazy to use the same whiskey bottle for the gin, although I liked it.
Yep.
So many people complained. And I felt a bit embarrassed about it, so we got a different bottle for it. And I think that bottle actually kind of works better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's got a little bit more of a pirate vibe.
Oh, wow, man. This is a winner.
Take it easy,
John. I think the salt is kind of doing something which I can't explain. Making it delicious.
You know how you add salt, like a pinch of salt to porridge? A pinch of salt to things kind of brings out the flavor a bit. Salted caramel.
Just makes you think, gin?
I was surprising it. We've done a few gin festivals with this drink. And when people go, what do you put in that?
Oh, if you're cruising around a festival and it's a bit sunny, this is just forget about it.
Yeah. But everyone was enthused about the salt. You go, oh, it's a dab of salt. Oh, yeah. Look.
the same thing happened to chocolate, actually. It was salted caramel. Chocolate has blown a lot of people's mind. Kind of like when aioli came on the scene, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was when someone first put that cheese with that jam.
Yeah.
Do you mean cranberry?
I wasn't going to say it.
Now, Matt Thompson, can you just run us through the recipe for this cocktail one more time?
Right. So it's basically a gin and tonic. Mm-hmm. It's a gin and tonic, but we've used the Victor Gin Kefir Lime. Mm. And we've used mandarin instead of lemon. Mm-hmm. So dab the mandarin in some salt, tonic with a little bit of bitters, and a kefir lime leaf.
Too easy. I kind of forget you've done all these trade shows and all these gin festivals. I'm like, how does this guy come up with these great little simple drinks like he does?
Well, we wanted it to look at, you know, the kefir lime leaf means that people can see, I've got something that's different here. So, and it's such a beautiful leaf.
It is a trip, eh? Like, it's just gone, do you know what? I'm going to grow a second leaf a little bit bigger than the one I've just grown and buzz everyone out a little bit when they make a gin.
It looks sort of evolutionary awkward, but kind of cool, like prehistoric, sort of naive-looking leaf. Yeah.
Now, if people wish to purchase some of this particular Victor Gin with the kefir lime in it, how do they do so? Where do they find it?
Well, Glengarry is always a good one. Mm-hmm. Fine wine delivery company. Mm-hmm. Count and Finlay in the city. And around about Hallertau Tap House has got it there if they want to try it. Or Blueberries Inn, Woodpecker Hill.
Okay.
We've had one vote here for salt and watermelon.
That'd be interesting.
It sounds like salt and fruit. And
I don't make tequila, but... I imagine injecting some tequila into your watermelon going to the cricket.
Nice
hand motion. Have you ever thought about tequila, initiating the tequila round?
It looks like you thought about injecting stuff the way the hand motion looked pretty professional. So you're looking quite buff.
Have I thought about tequila? Yeah, well, the great thing for a distiller with tequila is that you can drink it straight off the still white, and then 2 years old is really old, whereas 2 years old is really young for whiskey. So that's good, and tequila is pretty young. I really love whiskey, and I've just gone on this whiskey journey.
Whiskey and gin is your...
And I feel like you know, if you put out too many spirits, yeah, then you kind of lose your focus.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's,
you'd have to get another bottle as well, and you're not too keen on that.
And I'd have to import agave nectar, you know. It's not
It's native.
Yeah. Probably more expensive than kaffir lime leaves, which are expensive in themselves.
There is a guy in Takaka who grows agave cactus, though.
What?
And makes his own tequila, and I've been down there, and he took me harvesting, and it was so cool.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Sounds like one for the blog.
Yeah. Yeah, and if it, and the agave cactus have got this really pointy leaf, kind of cactus thing, that jabs you, man. It's just like this little spear. Mm. You can't, even when you, I was sort of trying not to help, but ended up.
I do love how there's a lot of plants that don't want to be picked. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're like aggressively, no thanks, I'm good.
Leave me in the ground, please.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Matt Thompson from Thompson Whiskey New Zealand, thank you very much for coming in this evening for Cocktail Corner.
Obviously, Victor Gin is in all the places gin should be.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.